Dear Gull, your last letter dated July 19th. Quite time it was answered. Yes, your packet of chocolate was safely received and most acceptable. I had the papers by the same post. It was my second day in the trenches when the corporal brought them along to my dugout. I gave him a good lump of chocolate, for he had come 500 yards in the open with shells dropping around. I settled down in my dugout to enjoy myself when a shelling strafe commenced. I remember it well, for I tumbled headfirst out of my little home to the bottom of the trench. We then spent a most unpleasant couple of hours. How can I fill up this letter? Does one get quickly used to the life up there? Yes. On that particular morning, we had one man killed out of 14 of us. I helped to dig his grave and lay the poor chap in it and fix up a little cross. And then have a hearty and enjoyable breakfast. Drinking water out of petrol tins highly flavoured with petrol, one quite enjoys. And going without a wash for a day or two and a shave for a week, one looks upon as quite the normal state of things. To you, I suppose, I should talk military matters, but one has to be so careful. The sensor, you know. I had not realized that communication trenches to the front line have become a washout. There are no such things nowadays. It's on top all the time. I was told all this in Blighty, but it never sank in. That's one outstanding feature. The other is, this is an artillery war. During the day it goes like this. One side seems to say, "Damn you, take that." Then the other party will reply, "Oh indeed, and damn you, take that." But at dusk and during the night they settle down to serious work. Strangest of all, when dawn has really broken and is quite light, a most uncanny calm comes over both sides. Not a sound. It lasts for an hour or so. This pause I cannot understand. No, I did not bring my golf clubs. I'd often wonder whether I shall ever play the game again. I wonder if I ought to sell those Rovers. I should make quite a decent profit if I did. Again, many thanks to you. Your affectionate brother, Jim.